Here's a question I received from somebody who is in India. Hello, Dr. Kenner. Recently, I learned that my childhood friend, who is now 50 years old, a happily married father of two, is a deeply closeted homosexual. Should I confront him, warn his wife, or leave it alone? I realize that in our country, India, being gay is a taboo, and was even more so when we were kids. My friend probably repressed his orientation or was not fully aware of it before marriage. From all accounts, my friend and his wife still have a great married life. They spend time together and they act romantically. Please advise. Regards, Arjun. So, Arjun, it's a funny situation because it's understandable that you're concerned about it, because I would be upset if I heard that someone was deceiving their wife. And then I have the question, am I certain? And what business is it of mine? It is his private life, your friend's, and it is their marriage. It's their private life. So there are some possibilities here. What if you have the wrong information? I mean, that would be awful, especially if you say it's very difficult in India to come out if you are gay. The second point is maybe his wife knows about it, knows the bind that he's in, and between the two of them, she accepts it. It may not be what you do, but she may be okay with it. And your bringing it to this big attention might feel very meddlesome to them. And maybe you have only partial information. Maybe you don't know the full context of the situation, even if it's partly accurate. So from my perspective, I would say it is their life together. And as you say, the consequences of being openly gay in India could be huge for him. Imagine your friend losing a job or being shunned from his family or being, I don't know what the consequences are. And if his wife were on his side, supportive of him and accepting of this, what damage could it do? A lot. So if it was your best buddy, you might just say, hey, bud, I learned this, or I saw this, or I found this out. Tell me more. If he's a more distant friend, it is definitely understandable that you would be alarmed that he may be deceiving his wife. I mean, that's the big thing that leaps out at me. And if you were in America and he were very close to you, for example, let's say that I discovered that my brother-in-law was cheating on my sister, either with another woman or another man, I would want to tell my sister. There is no question about that, because I value her tremendously, and if I know the information is accurate, I want to protect her. And if she says, you know, I already know about it, I'm okay with it, then I would shut my mouth and it's their private life. If it's a more distant friend, it is not my business to meddle in their private lives. And it's very possible that I don't have, as I mentioned, the full context. It is their private life, and it may be painful to watch from the outside. I would, for my own choice in this situation is, it's really not my business, it's their business. And if I find out more information that he's infecting his wife with AIDS or something else, man, that's going to change the situation. But at this point, if I don't have that data, I'm going to let them have their private life. Now, again, you might have a wider context than I have, and it may change your decision, and it may even have changed mine if I had that information. I'm only going on what you told me. So here's a very different question. This is from Mitch. It's, hi, Dr. Kenner. I was together with Patty for 7 years and then engaged to her. I cheated on her. She suffered, and I broke her heart. I cannot forgive myself. Since then, I can't be in a loving relationship. Every time I'm in a relationship, I feel like I have to pay back for what I did or sacrifice something. And it's even worse. I know that I can manipulate women, and I don't have any male friends. When something goes wrong, my strategy is to run away. It is the easiest thing for me to do. I'm going to come back to that. See if it's easy psychologically. I can't deal with or solve the problem. I can't settle down. I'm afraid of commitment. I can't say what I want, triple exclamation point. I'm living in the past. I can't accept it and move on. When I'm feeling down, I start drinking, and that cures everything. That's my second point. Is this the easiest thing to do? And does drinking cure everything? And then Mitch continues, I'm scared of big crowds of people, but I'm not scared of going by myself to the jungle and meeting people in Africa. I really want to accept myself and for people to accept me. Please help! Exclamation point. Help is in caps. So, Mitch, I don't think that the easy, in fact, it's not only that I don't think, running away from your problems is not the easiest way to cope. It is the hardest because you are destroying your character in the interim. It's the most tortured way to cope because you're pushing important information out of your awareness. You are evading. Running away adds another layer. You're swimming in earned guilt from the choices in your past. How do you properly deal with this? Well, first you need to understand yourself. You want to ask yourself questions such as, why do I manipulate? Why did I cheat? What thought processes do I have? And I highly recommend a book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke, The Selfish Path to Romance. You can get it at my website, drkenner.com. It's self-valuing. It's not the mean selfishness that people think of. It's truly, genuinely self-esteem. Building self-esteem. And you could check out the part that's making yourself lovable. If you fundamentally feel down about yourself and it's based on facts, don't run away. It doesn't surprise me that you don't have close friends, male or female, because the closer they get to you, the more they know you, the more you're going to feel exposed. You have to keep people at arm's length, and this is a tortured existence. It isn't the easiest way. So you want to turn your life around. You first need to learn how to earn your self-esteem, how to make yourself lovable. You will be the first beneficiary, and you won't have to run your whole life, and you won't have to abuse alcohol. And that whole idea of dreaming of running to Africa, that's not going to work, because even if you run away, you can't hide. You are still going to be aware of your past. So it's better to take the genuinely easier route. Get some professional help. You can go to the Academy of CT, cognitivetherapy.org, and start valuing yourself. You're going to win. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness. drkenner.com.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Romantic partners need to communicate constantly, but about what? The possibilities are endless. Be creative. Revealing things about yourself, your likes and dislikes, your attitudes and values can be very effective. Tell your partner what you like, such as, boy, do I appreciate it when I come home late and I smell dinner cooking. Thanks. Or, I love the way you look in that suit. If you don't like something your partner does, communicate this in a positive way. For example, sweetheart, I enjoy making love with you most when you've just showered and your breath is fresh.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.